This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. By the power and might of 1,000 suns, we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. As you take several deep cleansing breaths, just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself, letting the outside world just fade away for a little bit. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Now take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras and the respective colors within each chakra. And when you focus on the colors in each chakra, allow the color in that chakra to become at its highest intensity. In other words, visualize it at its highest intensity. So the deepest, highest red intensity, the highest yellow intensity, and so on. So starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep, deep earth brown color. Then moving up to the root chakra, bright, brilliant ruby red color. Next, orange. Next to the solar plexus, yellow. Heart center, blue-green. High heart center, magenta. Throat area, sky blue. Third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, pure brilliant white. Now as you focus on those chakras, visualizing them, running up your spinal cord from below your feet to above your head, see those colors in each of those chakras at the highest intensity. And know that as you raise the intensity of the color within that chakra, you are raising the vibrational frequency within the chakra. And as you raise the vibrational frequency within each chakra, you are also raising the vibrational frequency within that particular gland that is associated with that chakra. And when you are raising the frequency within the chakra, the gland, you are also raising the frequency within your entire body. Picture the entire solar system alive with light and energy glowing, feel that vibration within your central nervous system along the spinal cord. Feel it. Know that your vibrational frequency within your body now has increased tremendously. Now, bring all of the chakras together as one. Merge them all into one, into the soul star chakra. Bringing all of those high intensity colors and higher vibrational frequency into that soul star chakra now, merging them all together, forming a three-dimensional six-pointed star, which is now your vehicle of travel, your Merkaba, light vehicle, or your light body. Move your conscious knowing self into that light body or into that Merkaba light vehicle. Become aware of the violet flame that is now surrounding your entire body. Just as within your tools of protection, a violet flame is surrounding your body now and spreading out, shooting out in all directions to encompass not only your body now, but the surrounding area that you find yourself. As if it is an aura of violet flame spreading out. And the violet flame, as it is supposed to do, purges out all of the old programming. So see that happening now. See that violet flame surrounding your body, surrounding the space that you are in, wherever you find yourself, and you feeling that, even that sense of burning sensation, not as a physical pain, but burning away all of the old. Just see the old just burning away. Old programming that is no longer needed. Old past memories that are no longer needed. Not all memories, of course, but just the ones that are no longer needed. See them just burning away. Just as fire burns away the old dross that is no longer needed, then once the fire is over, the new growth begins to form. So, with the old programming burned away, now see the space, your body, your mind, the space there, filling with new programming, new life, new understanding. Begin now. Your conscious knowing self within your light body, begin to drift up away from your physical form, leaving your physical form, but notice the violet flame is still there and is spreading now. Let it spread. See it spread. Violet flame spreading all throughout wherever you find yourself, the house, the building, surrounding area, the village, the town, the city, engulfing the violet flame now, engulfing all areas around you. As you move up higher and higher, leaving your physical body behind, and move up past the Earth's atmosphere, look back down now and see the Earth becoming engulfed, Gaia becoming engulfed by the violet flame as it has spread now across countries, across the oceans, engulfing everything. See Earth, see Gaia, completely engulfed in the violet flame. And the old programming, all of the collective programming, that is within the quantum field or the universal mind, all of that programming being burned away, so that all that is left is new programming, new higher vibrational frequency programming. No longer within the third dimensional illusion, but now higher vibration, higher consciousness, collective consciousness. Just as you have been doing each week now, as you look back down on the earth, you see the violet flame has spread, engulfing the entire planet. See the old illusion, the third dimensional illusion, having completely been burned away. And what's left now is higher vibrational frequency, higher consciousness, collective consciousness. Fifth dimensional consciousness. See the result of that fifth dimensional consciousness. See wars and rumors of wars having faded away. See people everywhere coming together as one. Brothers and sisters from all across the planet, not only in your immediate area, but all across the planet coming together as one. One in love, one in harmony. Of course, peace. Everlasting peace. And for a moment, use your visualization skills to visualize what this new world of Gaia will resemble, what it will be like. Your new world, your new consciousness, collective consciousness. Where all fear, hatred, has been replaced by love and kindness. Oneness. What that will be like. Know that it is your creation. As you created the third dimensional realm and the illusion, you again as the collective you, so too do you now as the collective create the new fifth dimensional world. Now if you would allow yourselves to be drawn back to your physical form, just let yourself come back slowly from wherever you find yourself, back to your physical body, merging your Merkaba light vehicle, light body back in to your physical form, your astral, etheric, all coming back in. feel the aliveness within you. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain, and I come to be with you in these times. These times of your ascension process. How everything is coming together. Even though it may not appear so, know that it is. The divine plan is strongly being worked out here. Even those that attempt to hold it back, knowing about the plan, doing what they can to hold it back, hold ascension back. They know, though, that they cannot do so. For already, as you have heard many times, the light has already won. It never could have lost. Darkness can never overcome light. Light will always illuminate the darkness. So now, in this ascension process that you are all moving through, it is time more and more to begin to let go of various attachments that you have. Find the neutrality within you as much as possible in every given moment. Be that neutral being that you are incarnate, you are. It is only through duality, only through the third dimensional illusion, that you have seemingly lost your way. And I use the term seemingly purposefully, because you have never lost your way. You being the way showers have always been on the path. Always on the path to move forward. Sometimes only one step at a time, but still always moving forward. That is what you came here to do. Learn for yourselves, to remember truly who you are, then to assist others, to help them remember who they are, what they came here to do, what their path is. But know that you can never stand in the way of another's path. Always practice being neutral in every given situation. You will find that as you do so, that those friends, those family members, those acquaintances, they will find their own way on their own path. You cannot live their path for them. They must do so for themselves, just as you have to do that for yourself. Let them be who they are, but assist them wherever it is needed, wherever you feel, where you feel the calling within you to reach out and help one another. And the call, my friends, is there. And the call is coming even more so. For as you look around the various things that are happening within the illusion now, always remember, no matter what happens, even as things become quite steamy and rocky, know that it is all a part of the great divine and universal plan. Continue to watch it as a show or a movie playing out. And also know that the movie is indeed coming to an end. We're going to see that as it fully plays out right in front of you, right in front of the collective, for the collective to learn, to understand, and in many cases even remember themselves, who they are. The time is now. So again, allow the process to play out. Allow your ascension process to move forward. It will not be long before you will be called upon, each one of you, to go about your Father's mission, your higher self's mission, that you came here to do. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to move forward, move onward, remembering who you are, not allowing the third dimensional illusion to grab a hold of you any longer. For indeed it shall try to do so. Mani Padme Uma, Om Mani Padme Uma, Om Om. Greetings to one source here, Sasana is here, and we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them. Would there be any questions? If not, we will end prematurely here.
I have a question, dear one.
Yes.
Years ago, I saw a film clip about Bill Gates talking to agents in the CIA about, and it showed him asking the question to these group of people, if you want to get rid of God from people's lives, you take away the God particle. And he had up on the screen or a board or wherever a drawn picture of a human brain showing where the pineal gland is. And I didn't know anything about this then. This was about, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago. But I'm reading more about the pineal gland and how it's, with all the things we've been adding to our bodies, the heavy metals, the vaccines, the stuff in there, breathing in the air, the fluoride and chloride in our water, and all the junk in our food and the fertilizers and all the stuff that are polluting our systems, that it's damaging, has damaged our pineal gland, so it's calcified. Or is this true, for one thing? And also, what can you do about that? That's a very important gland to reach where we are reaching. If I'm making sense.
First of all, we would say that you are quite correct in all that you say about the pineal gland and the importance of it and how those of the dark forces have attempted to do all they could to, as you say, calcify that pineal gland. Because the pineal gland is indeed the seat of the soul and the eyes into other universes. And they have done everything they can to hold this back, because they know as soon as you realize and remember who you are and have access to much beyond this illusion, that they will lose you in terms of no longer being able to control you. And that has been their worst fear that they have had to deal with. And again, they have done everything they can to eliminate even this part of your of one of your glands here, this particular gland. And we will say here that they have not succeeded, very much not succeeded here, even though they have attempted much of this to, again, hold this back. They are losing this battle, we will say here, because those of you, the collective you that are in many ways remembering who you are able to decalcify this particular gland. Your third eye is opening wide here in many respects. Every time that you use your imagination, you are opening this gland. So the more that you imagine, the more that you use your visualization skills, you are opening this gland and allowing the access, your access to multiple universes, we will say, and into the very soul of your being. So that is what we will say here. Do not be concerned. It is writing itself, we will say here, over a period of time. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We don't have another perspective, but we can add something here if we may.
Yes, you may.
Dear sister, there is the good news here. As the world fell into more darkness, there were more seeking God, more seeking the divine, the source, the creator. There has been what you would call a revival here. There are more seeking God. There are more wishing to be, as you call it, balanced, have a spiritual life, you see. There are more and more and more beings seeking God. The challenge has always been that God is not a religion. God is not sought through texts. God is within you. You are God. You are the spark of the divine. All beings on earth are the spark of the divine, are the children of God, are the children of the Creator. So there is no way that can be forgotten, you see. Now, a being can fall into darkness and for a moment forget the Creator. But there are so many waking up to this and that will continue to wake up to this and realize that they are God walking. We would say it is important to study the creation reading and study it carefully, because it is not you as a being, it is God as a being walking this earth, called yourself, called others, whatever the name is, it is still God walking the earth to experience itself. The pineal gland, as one who serves has given, is opening wide. There is no amount of earthly pollution that can close the gland permanently. As soon as there is a devout desire to seek the God within, it opens. Namaste.
Very good. Would
Thank
there be
you.
Any other questions here? Anything further?
Greetings, Moses here.
Yes.
Today I came to a realization, and a profound realization, that that this is all a show. It's really like a theater or a movie show that we had forgotten that we were going to act in, and you know, the show is about to end, and I wanted to understand, you know, that realization is going to be harsh for a lot of people. Especially after we have had so many attachments, and after we have taken this life so seriously. I mean, we have committed horrible, heinous crimes to defend what we thought was right and what was real. And all of a sudden, you realize, well, the veil comes down and the show's over. How is that transition going to look like in the near future? Thank you.
We will tell you that you are right in the middle of that transition now. And there will be those opportunities that will show themselves here quite soon, we will say. Even though you do not like that term, it is going to be in that respect, that they will be shocked, we will say here, just as in many ways some of you will be shocked as well with some of the truths that are coming forward. But those ones that are completely asleep will be very much shocked. It will shock their central nervous system even. And it will call for many of you, the compassion that you have within you, and certainly in terms of service to others now, where your mission will come to life here. And you will find yourselves being in a place, the right place at the right time, to help the people that are in need here. That is what you came here to do. So up to this point, you have not fully realized your mission yet, but it is coming. So do not be concerned of when it will be. Just know that it is indeed coming, and yes, the end of the movie is coming, and the times when those of you, the way showers, those of you that came here for this will be called upon. Shoshana, do you have anything you
add? We do not add here.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here before we release Chow? Nothing further. Then Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just simply, as we have done, said many times, just to continue to move on here, continue to look at this as it is a show, a movie, playing out, and do not become attached to it. Do not let yourself become ensconced within the whole movie itself. Just be the observer, be neutral as the observer, and know that it is playing out exactly as it needs to, as a part of the great divine and universal plan. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.